Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. I am a few minutes late, and I don't know what's going on with my car. I guess I'm a minute late. I apologize. I don't know if you guys can hear me. It's saying auto off. Okay. Anyway, hi. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I had to run several errands this morning, and as such, I am running really late. I'm not home. So, you know what? Hold on. All should be on. Okay. I hope this is working. Anyway, good morning. And like I said, I definitely have had to do so many things this morning and even yesterday. So, again, I'm doing this show on the road. It's going to sound like it might sound. So, apologize. Okay. I'm getting a strange message, so I don't think the show is recording. That would suck, right? Anyway, if it is recording, like I said, good morning. I have to put this here. Auto function is not available during a call. See, I don't know what this is. What this is saying to me. Hold on. It's so embarrassing if I'm recording this and I don't even know what's happening, right? Let's see. Hold on. Oh, well, this says it's working. Okay. Well, it sounds to me like it's working. Okay, well, we can just do the best we can, and if it's really that bad, I will definitely just get rid of it. Okay, well, anyway, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to, what is it called? Looking for my give a fuck. That's probably what I've been doing all day. excuse me, I'm your host, Shirley Shepherd. I am calling from my car, which means it might not be really great reception, but I don't give up. You know what? We'll just do the best we can. And if the show is just absolutely horrible, we'll deal with that also, right? It's saying I'm on the air, so that's a good thing. Okay. What have I learned today or this week? And what do I want to share with you guys? Well, I'll start with this. Actually, I had to take care of stuff, like I said, this morning, but I had to sit for like an hour. And sitting for an hour can be painful, right? And you know what I'm going to do? That's so crazy, and I don't want to miss out on this wonderful show. I'm going to, if I possibly can, pull over and do the show. How's that? That makes sense, right? Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, I'm going to pull over. Hopefully this will work out. I might even eat at this restaurant that I'm pulling over. I'm quite hungry. Okay, so I had to sit for about an hour. And I don't know what's happening to me. Since I've been doing this show, there's just been a lot of thinking and processing that I've kind of been going through. So as I was sitting, I just started to think. Actually, no. I didn't think about anything. In fact, for the first time in a long time, everything was just absolutely still.
That being said, again, I hope you guys are hearing me, because now it's definitely just my regular phone. Anyway, like I was saying, I was just still. And if you've ever been still, it's really an amazing place. I was absolutely quiet in the mind. It wasn't running around. It wasn't trying to figure out who did what, when, where, why, when I'm going to do tomorrow, da, da, da. No. It was perfectly still. And during that time, depending on, you know, your beliefs or, you know, your religion or whatever it may be, I could hear what I've been only hearing in echoes when my mind kind of stays wired. whatever spirituality, I believe in angels, I believe in, you know, spirituality and all those good things. But the fun part this time was knowing that they're there and then hearing them. Now, I know you're like, Shirley, you're crazy. Absolutely. So you can just knock that off the park. Absolutely crazy. Not much activity. But you know what? I'm okay with that crazy, because if you weren't crazy enough to go in and find yourself and help others and all that shit, then you're just nothing more than a robot. So let it be, let it be. But more importantly, I could hear, how do I say it? It wasn't like da-da-da, or I was talking in tongues or non-tongues. Again, I was listening. What a ruckus that we have every day. It's ruckus. I'm left to believe that's how this physical realm was set up, so that we would stay away from that inner conversation. Well, you know, if you got a lot of conversations, I get that too. But no. I'm kind of, you know, being honest here. If we all were to go to sleep all at one time, asleep but awake, wherein everyone in the whole world, no matter what they were doing, including making love, I'm telling you right now, if you just were in that moment, several moments, and you let, instead of the noise, the spirit, whatever that may be. A lot of people, especially these days, we the way we get through life is through noise. It's through so many things going on at the same time, because we have to keep up with the Joneses as we're defining who we are on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and all those things. We're never quiet. You know, I used to ask people who believe in God, and I'm not saying I don't. I would more like to say who believe in the Bible, the structure of religion. Why would he create a world that's like this? If he claims to love us, why would he create this world? And, you know, I've heard from, you know, it's not his fault. The devil's here. The devil energy. Yeah, I got that. But I'm going to really say something that's very different from my initial thought process. It's as if, and I don't think he intended this. And if he did, then I guess Earth is, you know, level one of life, which I don't think when he created the world, he thought in levels, but maybe he had to. I mean, I just don't know. But I know if I was God, there was this Jesus that I sacrificed for this world, I wouldn't let my son's sacrifice go to vain, right? I mean, go, let it be done in vain. There you have it. But then today, I realized, excuse me, get my coffee. Yes, I always have my coffee. But then today I realized something. It was pretty awesome. I don't know what I just did. Oh, sorry. Hold on. I hope something is going on. Okay. I realized something. My phone is not working like I want it to work. Anyway. Oh, there it is. Hopefully you guys can hear me on the speaker now. I don't know if you guys heard me before. Gosh, that was some good stuff. If I have to do the show over again, I will. But anyway, so this is the important part. Again, if you couldn't hear me previously because my speaker wasn't on, that's just my world. I'm just basically getting down to the fact that I was in silence because I had to do something, and I had to sit for an hour, and I chose not to fight it. I knew I had to do the show or do a makeup show, you know, but this is just, I don't want to say this is just a show, but that's not the issue at hand. The issue at hand, I was quiet and I could hear. And I can feel, and I was completely in the moment. And what I was saying prior to me believing that my speaker was on or off was that I didn't, you know, people tell me that God created this world, and I had a hard time. I'm talking about religion. I'm very spiritual, I believe. I could be wrong, too. However, structured religion that I've been around, there's a story as to God created this, but the devil's taken over, so on and so forth. And I thought, well, isn't he bigger than the devil? But then, of course, there's a passage that says X, Y, Z. I, you know, And then I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. Didn't he sacrifice his own child for the betterment of this world? Yeah, okay. Don't you think that sacrifice has gone in vain in that we can't hear them and the world is just really going into a place? Now that I understand, everyone, they're walking around with muffles. You can't blame people for not being in the moment, for not listening, for not, because they're muffled. All of us. We all are. I was extremely muffled. But there's something we all have inside of us. And I found out how strong mine happens to be. That soul, that spirit. Some of us can be so muffled that we don't realize our soul is helping us get up through. I didn't realize that. I got to where I am now, which is pretty fucking far, all the degrees, all that stuff, without my soul being the forefront of who I am. My soul never gave up on me. My soul said one day she will hear beyond that physical ego. She will see that I am here picking her up, but she will know that there's a higher or something beyond both of us that is speaking to her. Now, speaking doesn't have to be verbal. It can be emotions. It can be a lack of emotions. It may just be that moment. People have said, yeah, you find that during yoga. I understand yoga is a place to get you to that place, but if you don't understand you're getting to that place, yoga will put you to sleep. Absolutely. You have to experience somehow, somewhere, there's this silence. And you know what? You can probably practice it by standing in line or doing something that you have like only 5 minutes to do and the line's 10 minutes long. Because if you get just a moment of hearing, a moment, just even if it's muffled, just a clearer than it has been before, you'll want to hear that again. And you'll go any way you possibly can where everything is just filtered out. It says you, that feeling, and whatever comes to you. I can tell you this much. When you're in that complete silence, the love, Jesus and all those other religions, the love surfaces. The love surfaces. Because we don't have to be in that moment to know all that shit that's going on, right? That's just life. But in that moment of pure peace, it's love. No, it's not love for another. It's not even love for your child. How dare you say that, Shirley? Well, you know what? I don't care. It's the love and understanding as to why you were placed where you were and where you are that moment. It's that love that once you get out of that moment, I no longer see dead grass. I see survival. I see love. No, I'm not going to walk around being this, whoa, 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 love, boo, no. In fact, during my period of, right, I thought to myself, you know, well, you're telling me I can undo these things or that, not necessarily do these things. Basically, what I felt when I was in this place, it was all good. It was like, I think one of my questions to myself was, what can I give to others? And the response was, what can you give to yourself? I love that. That's some shit that the spirit would say, right? Just to fuck you all up. Just, what can you give to yourself? But I understood. And I think that I was so excited, even though I had to do the show a little late or the sound is all crazy. But more importantly, this show is for the betterment of me. Because once I, or as I, continue to look out, look into my ego, adjust it if necessary, acknowledge it, which is required, shift it, know where it comes from, and all that good stuff, which you do in seconds. If I'm doing the show to share with everyone else, I'm more importantly sharing with me. So if no one hears the show, which could happen, It was for me. If more of us would do things for ourselves, I believe that others would just be attracted to it because the authenticity of self would be the attraction. If you need what I'm talking about and I'm being authentic, you can hear it. I don't have to tell you to come and tithe and do this and do that. No, just listen. If more of us could just simply listen. You know, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, everyone's talking about, oh, if you like what you hear, hit the button, do this, do that. No. Not that I have a million followers, but even when I get the trillion followers, it wouldn't even matter. There's no hitting a button, hitting the bell, sending me my, no. Problem. I'm so busy hearing a bell or a thumbs up or do this and that, that even if someone was trying to give me a message on YouTube, or I can't say Instagram, I don't look at it that much, TikTok, I'm not going to look at people dancing all day. I'm over. I'm done. Done with that. Cute. I've seen cute things all day. I've seen more cute things in person than I have on TikTok. So, you know, maybe if you got your asses out the house and went out and did things, you could see the beauty in all people physically. But you could doctor up some stuff on the phones and all that. It's hard to find, it's hard to see authentic self when it's filtered. So my whole thing is I experienced for the first time in my life of awareness. I'm sure we experience when we're drunk because that some of us, that tends to be who we truly are. And you hear something, you're like, oh shit, I'm drunk. I'm Or you hear some things when you're so sad, like you're going to be okay, life's good, and you're like, no, you don't understand, right? Excuse me. But this time, it was like an inadvertent surrender. I didn't know it was coming. But it came. I mean, it's just this moment of silence, this moment of God, this is so selfish, but I'm going to say this. It was a true moment of I don't give a fuck about anything else but this moment. And the moment is an intimate moment. The moment has nothing to do with you and everyone else. If you are in that moment, you're thinking about, excuse me, that's what, and you're thinking about everyone else, well, that's a good moment too. But are we all always thinking about other people? Are we all always doing something outside of ourselves? But the time that you sit, and it's all you because it's so quiet. I should have known I was going to have one of those days when I left my house early this morning. I would say about 7, and I didn't hear the birds. We take birds for granted, right? I'm like, well, it's kind of strange. I don't hear anything. What's going on? I didn't realize that I'd be standing in line and I'd hear more than just the birds. I would hear the internal self. No, there's no magic thing to anything. But as long as we are walking around muffled, we'll never ever hear that purposeful love, if I can say that. Again, it's hard to explain because I don't have a religious background to kind of metaphorically explain the feel and the soul. I can say I'm spiritual, but even with my spirituality, I would question self. Well, am I pretty enough? Am I smart enough? Am I congregating the word properly? Oh my God, what are they going to think about me? Does he like me? Does he not like me? What's he doing? Because once you're truly in silence, I don't want to say like people who have an epiphany and all of a sudden they go from in a bad place to they find God. I get that. That's very important, but that's an attachment to rid yourself of, right? It's an attachment to. There's this other thing that if you walk around every day in this space of quiet and beautiful, you don't have to dress up and go to church. Church is walking with you. The angels are walking with you. Because you're pure you. You know what I mean? Now, a lot of you know me. And a lot of us have, for 56 years, a lot of people for 56 years have said, you know, Charlie, you're crazy, you're this and that, you're outgoing, you can do everything, you're bipolar, you're this and this. I am all those things. And you know why? Because my, not all those things, but you know what? I have a soul that never, ever stopped. 56 years today is when I finally heard the love for me. The love. When you're above average, or when you're doing a lot of different things, it's hard. You're cluttered. And then again, I believe that this world, the way it is, it's made up, because this is easy fix. If you can shut down COVID, you can make us all go to quiet in one day, right? But you know, that's here and no there. They keep you on medication. They keep you on alcohol. They keep you on drugs. They'll do anything possible for you not to hear that love. Because when you hear or feel, you're not arguing about Donald Trump. You're not arguing about that. You're not even arguing with people, because that don't even matter. In fact, in arguments, you're quiet. I've been very quiet these last few days. You're so quiet because all that talking, you can see that that's not even the issue at hand. And sometimes there's no need to even, even carry on, because it's like that they're still missing the mark. I have a conversation about silence, or about maybe there's another way to work this out, but they're not hearing that. They're muffled. They're closed. And that's, this world wants us to be like that. It's appearing. There are many people on antidepressants, and I have been on antidepressants for years. And I'll be honest, that's because I one of my ex-boyfriends, who's a very important entertainer person, I had a feeling he was going out on me. This is way before the cell phones and all that crap. I mean, not way before the cell phone, but, you know, I think it was the beeper period of time. Anyway, and I went to the house, and not only was there one, there were two women. So I had a bat in my hand. My brother always told me, I think it wasn't a bat. It was kind of like a metal pole, and he always told me, carry that with you when I started driving. So I took that out of the car, and he opened the door, and I just beat that nigga's ass. Now, that is really terrible. That's not even cute. It's like 6'7" big nigga, okay. And I called him. I went home. I drove. The person lived in Belmont Shores at that time, so I hope I'm not saying who that person is. I don't think he's there anymore. But anyway, and I went home, and I called my mom. She said, what are you doing? I said, well, you know, last night I just went and hit so-and-so with so-and-so. She said, oh, okay, I need you to call the psychiatrist immediately because you got anger management issues. And I did. Right? So I went, they throw you a whole bunch of Prozac and all this other stuff. But what they did not do, and I don't even think they're able to do it now, just because you're depressed and they give you medicine for depression, it doesn't help your mood, your ups and downs, your this and that, this and that. Obviously, if I'm going somewhere and I'm hitting someone and driving back like 60 miles home and calm, there's an emotional up and down. And, you know, I have the right to be. I had a hell of a childhood. That doesn't matter. The problem is this. If you realize that you have an emotional imbalance, that you're going up and down, which I'm sure people are, because social media is making everyone go crazy. For instance, this girl at my job, if her boyfriend doesn't call her back, she goes up and down. I'm like, whoa. I used to do that too. Well, not as bad, but still. What I want to say is find a emotional balance, or mental, something to balance you out emotionally. I happen to find some really good tea my friend made for me, and it's really working. That's why I could really just hear. No more medication, because that's just not working. As well, I have to stay on it until I'm completely off it, but that's here nor there. But a lot of us are going up and down emotionally, that even with emotions, when I'm hearing what that spiritual wisdom wants me to hear, I can't hear it because I'm running around acting like I'm crazy with my head cut off. I have 3 minutes left. I want to say thank you very much, Shirley. Yes, talking to myself in third person, for getting this out. Whether it's recorded or not, it's in the universe. And more importantly, I just really want to say, I don't know how you do it. I have no magic trick. I have nothing. Just welcome it. And one day it'll present when it's supposed to. Now, you know, I didn't talk about the book, but I think the book is about the ego, the id, how I got there. Okay, got all that. But how about what I'm saying? If you find that silence, we can kind of go backwards to the ego, to the id, to where we are, and make change. But you don't have to make change. Just kind of look around and go, what's going on there? Anyway, I am burning up in my car now. So I think I have like 2 minutes, so I think I better sign off. I basically want to say I apologize again for the show, doing it on the road, but at least I did it. Never, never give up. Always figure out ways to do something. Look for an emotional, stabilizer, because society is making everyone go up and down, and it's not good because it keeps us muffled and we don't hear what is important in our hearts and souls. And do I believe there's something greater than us? Yes. Do I believe that that speaks to us? Yes. I want you guys to listen. Okay, well, I don't know how to turn this off, so I guess I'm just going to simply say, hey, until next week, I'm signing off. Make good, great memories. And be in your silence. Love your silence. Accept your silence. Beautiful place. Bye.